Sally's Cafe, a play by Phil Johnson, performed by Rosie Patterson as the mother and Helen Watson as the daughter.
I'll have to call in Boots to get someone to build me up.
Hey, you're all right, aren't you?
I get tired with the least thing these days. It's just getting up to do something is enough.
Have you been to the doctor?
Yes, but they don't do out for you these days.
You could have a bit of a sleep on the bus going home. Perhaps you've overdone it this afternoon. Shopping can be very tiring. Oh, didn't you like your pudding?
No, it was all right. I just left it.
Oh, are you going to eat it or not?
I could take it with us and eat it on the bus later. After all, it's been paid for.
You are not taking it on the bus. How are you going to eat it? You haven't got a spoon. Make your mind up, one way or the other. Eat it or leave it.
I could eat it on the bus. I'll lick a spoon. I'll slip it into my bag. Let me know when that young slip of a waitress isn't looking.
Mother! You are not making me an accomplice to your petty pilfering. You can't steal the cutlery. What if we're caught?
Oh, give over. I'll say if the worst comes to the worst that it must have slipped off the table. Dropped into my bag. I caught it with my elbow. It'll be fine.
I don't know which is worse, stealing or lying. How embarrassing. Whatever next?
Stop fretting. I'll not miss a teaspoon. I could get some milk stout.
What? Where is it now? Never mind the milk stout to build you up for now. It's me that'll need building up after embarking on a life of crime with you. My mother, I can't get my head round this. You're talking about stealing a teaspoon to eat and the bus that pudding.
It's only a spoon. You speak as if you've never taken anything that's not yours. You could just get off that high horse of yours as you cant around the higher moral ground. Anyway, what about those blue pens and little pencils that turn up after going into that catalogue shop in town? You know, where you look at the big shiny catalogue and write down the numbers.
Oh, that. Well, everybody does that. Those shops probably account for that kind of loss. They expect it, but not in here and not a spoon.
There's no difference. Cafes must lose stuff in the course of a day. They probably expect it to happen.
They may expect it to happen, but I don't expect my own mother to turn into a modern-day Fagin. Well?
Milk stout. I could get some milk stout. I mean, that'll pick me up no end.
Yeah, of course. That's right. Change the subject. Before you considered committing the crime of the century, you did mention that you weren't quite yourself. So, from crime watch to casualty in one leap. Yes, yes, it'll be good for you, milk stout. It'll build you up as good as oats. We'll call at the office and get a bottle or two, shall we?
We don't do milk stout these days. You don't see it at all these days.
Well, won't ordinary stout do? I'm sure it's worth a try. I'll get you a bottle or two. There's no harm in trying it, is there? Well, what about the pudding then? What are we going to do with that? And remember, we do not steal spoons.
Oh, well, if it's any odds, then I'll give you the money. If it'll shut you up about that pudding, I'll still take it and eat it at home. It's not as if this is the Ritz or summit. Oh, it's gone.
Now what? What's gone?
It's gone. It's not in my bag.
Now just calm down. What's the matter?
I can't see it. In my purse, I was just going to give you the money for the pudding and it's gone. Oh, now, I had it in Mason's when I bought that blouse. Remember? The girl at the till said her mother had a purse just like it, but hers was only a blue one. And I said that you bought it for me last Christmas. Do you remember?
Oh, suddenly now it's this is your life. Check your bags. All of them. No, no, let me do it. Give them here. Goodness, there's some rubbish in here. Look at this. Oh, I wondered where your bus pass had ended up. We had all that palaver getting a replacement. Hold on, what on earth have we here, eh? Oh, mother, you are beyond belief. A spoon. And when did this go in? I certainly didn't notice. All that guff about going into your bag to get your purse to pay me for the pudding. And all the time, you were slipping a spoon in.
It's not going to help find my purse. It had £40 in it and some loose change in my bank card. Oh, no.
What now?
A spare house key. It was on a chain attached to the purse and my address details.
I told you not to take that spoon, didn't I? Apart from being a crime, do you know what this really is?
What?
It's divine intervention. Retribution for slipping into the world of petty crime and deception. Ugh. Right, where's my phone?
You're not turning me in, are you? What have you got that phone out for? What are you doing? Not the police. Not your own mother. Oh, it's only a spoon.
Don't be so daft. I'm ringing Mason's. There's no point trekking up there if it isn't there. If that's where you last used your purse, then that's where it'll be. Well, most likely. Good. This ought to be on Crime Watch.
Well, I'm no big criminal. They'll not recreate my crime.
No, but they could use you as a crime prevention exhibit. When taking your mother or other elderly person into town, make sure they do not carry house keys and their address details in the same purse. Hang on, hang on. Hello? Is that Mason's? Oh, good. Put me through to lost property, please. Oh, I see. Well, put me through to them then. They haven't got a lost property department. I'm being put through to customer service. Whatever they get up to. It'll be a fancy title for someone. Oh, sorry. I was talking to my mother.
Think of it. I wouldn't trust that girl. I remember I put my purse on the counter after getting out my money, and there was a shifty woman behind me in the queue. Oh, but she'll have snaffled it.
Will you shut up for a minute? No, not you. Sorry. I'm ringing up to see if a purse has been handed in. You see, my mother thinks she left it at the checkout after paying for a blouse. Oh, about an hour ago, yeah. Yes. The girl on the tiller, she said that her mother had one just like it. They're looking.
Oh, I'm crossing my fingers. Oh, to goodness it's there. It had me bank details.
What? You've got one handed in? Oh, can I describe it? Yes. Red leather, zip. Oh, it's hard to describe a purse. Look, open it. There should be my mum's name and address inside.
Have I got it? Is it there?
Quiet! Oh, I'm sorry. No, not you. My mum's name, Evelyn. Evelyn Haig. You have? It's there. Oh, thank goodness. We'll come now and collect it. 10 minutes or so? Yeah, we're in Sally's cafe. Do you know it? Right. Oh, thank you ever so much. I can't tell you what a relief it is for my mother. And for me. Thank you. And goodbye. Right then, come on, we're off. Make sure you've got everything. Are you sure? Leave the spoon.
Yes.
Are you forgetting something? You know, the very thing that caused us to find out your purse is missing. The pudding. You were taking it with you.
Oh, I can't be bothered. It'll be too cold now anyway. I can't really take the spoon, can I?
No, Mother, you can't. Come on, let's get to Mason's before they shut.
And don't forget to buy me that stout. Did I tell you I need building up? I'll try the ordinary stout if there's no milk stout. Hey, a drop of sherry sometimes helps. Or port. You could get me a You could get me a bit of port.
Come on, shut up and let's get going.